Friends, in this chapter of Modern Investment Alternative, we are exclusively going to deal with the derivatives, the derivative products, which generally considered as difficult to understand by many of us. But if you go to the grassroots level of the derivative product itself, you will come to know that there is nothing difficult to understand. This chapter is devised in such a manner to give a complete idea of derivative segment of the market. Derivative segment of the market. Right from what is the derivatives, what are the different kinds of derivatives, what is the derivative market, what is underlying means, what is the commodity market, what is the stock market, all these things in relation to the derivative segments we are going to discuss in this chapter, Modern Investment Alternatives. As I said, we will be discussing the types of derivative contracts. Then who are the participants in the derivative market? Types of derivative markets. And most important element is the risk associated with the derivatives. And after all, at the end, the commercial uses of these instrument, derivative instruments, that need to be understood. To start with, derivative. What is derivative? Let us understand derivative a little bit clear. To clarify your understanding. Derivative is nothing but it is a product developed by the treasury or treasury participants. Participants, those who are participating in money market. So derivative is the product, and the value of that product is derived. Value of that product is derived from the value of one or more variables, one or more basic variables. And these variables are nothing but the transaction which is underlying. It may be shares, foreign exchange, commodity, or any other assets. Okay. For that, to determine the price and to trade it in the market of the shares, securities, foreign exchange, or commodity, the price is determined. So, derivative is predetermined value. Derivative has a predetermined value. And these are considered as an hedging instrument. The cost of underlying will be different. And trading value will be different. So, derivatives are the hedging instrument, keeping its price intact or favorable, or to stop loss, they are getting hedged. Derivatives are getting hedged. So the process of hedging is nothing but it is a derivative. So derivatives are hedging instruments which can be used in all environment that generates the risk. Risk means price risk, exchange risk, etc. This derivative can also be used for the speculation of the price or undertaking the advantage of arbitrage. The speculators use the price movement to make a short-term profit. And arbitrageurs, they derive the profit from the difference in the prices of an asset in two different markets. Buy in one market, sell in another market. Earn the profit. That is arbitration. And artificially inflate the price and book the profit is a speculation. Is speculation. Okay. Now, derivative can be used to make the profit from the volatility. Market is very, very volatile. Then this derivative can be used to make the profit in the prices of the stock, indices, commodities, currency. For example, price of one particular share has a very, very, very high volatility. You do not know at the end of the day what would be the price. That is why you wanted to buy that, but the price is going high. But at one stage will come where correction comes and the price will go down. And up to what extent that price will be going down, that should be captured properly so that to minimize the spending on buying it. And that is the function of the hedging. And that is the function of derivatives. So that way you can cover your risk. So derivative market in India is believed to be in existence since long, since ancient time. The future market in its organization or future market or derivative market carries out the operation like a future market. What would be the future market rather than current market? The future market in its organized form appeared very recently. You know that SEBI is the derivative market regulator, and they are also vigilant to any manipulation by any mishap players. Government also allowed setting up of new, modern and demutualized nationwide multi-commodity exchanges with investment support by the public and private institutions. So, National Multi-Commodity Exchange of India Limited has come up as a permanent recognition by the government. Exchange-traded financial derivatives were also introduced in India in 2000 in two major stock exchanges, that is NSE and BSE. And they are permitted by the SEBI to introduce equity derivative segment first time. Equity derivative segment first time. That is why equities, that is shares, are traded on BSE and NSE. Okay, you got the reason why shares are only traded on the BSE and NSE? Yes. Trading in index future based on Nifty and Sensex commencement in 2000 and trading in index options and futures, options and future contracts on individual stock commenced on 2001. Interest rate futures, these are the different kind of futures, derivative futures. Interest rate futures introduced in 2003. Trading in currency future was started in 2008, and the Security and Exchange Board of India has recently permitted the Commodity Derivatives Exchange, to launch the option contract for trading with the aim of increasing the liquidity and attracting more investors to the commodity market. So the commodity option can be facilitated hedging. Commodity option can be facilitated by hedging the market participants and help to deepen the commodity derivative market. Now, with this introduction, let us try to understand the different kinds of derivative contracts. What are the derivative contracts? Basically, there are two contracts. One is a commodity derivative contracts, and second one is a financial derivative. Commodity derivative and the financial derivatives. Right? These are two major type of derivative contracts. In commodity derivatives, the underlying instruments are commodity, particularly commodity, which may be wheat, cotton, paper, sugar, jute, turmeric, corn, soybean, crude oil, natural gas, gold, silver, copper, and so on. So all these commodities are traded on the exchange. That is the commodity derivatives. That is commodity derivatives. These commodity derivatives again further classified into depending upon its form, like energy, which includes the crude oil, heating oil, natural oil and gas or gasoline. Metals may be precious metal, gold, silver, platinum, etc. And other metals like nickel, aluminium, copper. Livestock and meat. This includes the lean hogs, pork bellies, live cattle and feeder cattle. These are the livestock meat. That also can be considered as a commodity and trading on the commodity talk. Agriculture. This includes corn, soybean, wheat, rice, coca, coffee, cotton, sugar, etc. And the soft commodities are considered as a coffee, coca, and sugar. This is the classification of commodities, right? Commodity derivatives. After the commodity derivative, there is a financial derivative. In financial derivative, what is underlying? Underlying may be treasury bills, equity, stock, foreign exchange, gilt-edged securities, or cost of living index. This financial derivative generally does not have the quality issue. Rest other, in commodity derivative, what you have seen, there are various type of commodities. And the quality is also very important in that case to determine the price. But whereas in financial derivative, quality is not an issue because all these are the price. These are the paper commodities. These are the paper. And paper has a value. So there is no question of quality. Equity ka quality kya hai? What is the quality of equity? What is the quality of bond? What is the quality of foreign exchange? There is no quality as such. It has a price only. And this price is nothing but it is a financial derivative. Huh? Now, derivative can be classified into two main types of basic instruments. One is a basic derivative and second one is a complex derivative. Basic derivatives are forward contract, future contract, option contract, warrants and convertibles. These comes under the basic derivatives. And in complex derivative, it comes as a swaps and other exotic non-standard contract. Swaps. First, we will see the forward contract, which is very popular in banking also, in commodity, treasury market. The forward contract is a simple and it is customized contract between the two parties to buy or sell an assets at a certain time in future for certain price. Okay. Of which settlement takes place on a specific date in future, but the date is predetermined today or pre-agreed today. For example, merchant agrees to buy rice at rupees 50 per kg after 3 months. So after 3 months, the actual transaction takes place, but price is determined today. That is a forward. They are traded over the counter also, that is OTC contracts. That is outside the stock exchange, directly between the two parties, that is OTC. That is over the counter. Forward contract trade can suffer from the counterparty risk, as they do not come under the purview of rules of regulation of exchange. Now, the basic features of the forward contract. Basic features of the forward contracts are, forward contracts are bilateral contract, that is between two parties. Number two, forward contracts are exposed to the counterparty risk, both buyer and seller. Forward contract is custom designed depending upon understanding of two parties. One of the party takes a long position by agreeing to buy the assets at a certain specified future date, where the other party assumes a short position by agreeing to sell that the same assets on the same date for the same specified price. Another feature of forward contract is it is a specified price. In the forward contract is referred as to the delivery price. At that price only the commodity can be delivered. Derivative assets can often be contracted from the combination of underlying assets, that is synthetic assets it is called, and contract has to be settled by delivery of the assets on date of expiry. Therefore, the forward contracts are very popular in the foreign exchange market, as well as the interest rate bearing instruments. As per the Indian Forward Contract Act 1952, different kinds of forward contracts can be done, like hedge contract, transferable specific delivery, that is TSD, and the non-transferable specific delivery, that is NTSD. The transacted over the counter and is not traded on the exchanges. Now, forward contract can be used in hedging the speculation. If there is a volatile market, forward contract can be used for the process of hedging of the speculation. Good example to understand of the hedging process is, suppose there is a wheat by the farmer who can sell his harvest at the known price in order to eliminate the price risk in future. After 4 months of time, because harvesting period required for the wheat is a 4 months. If today you hedge it, determine the price, it will be sold, delivered only after 4 months. That is why they book it first. Sell forward contract will be booked today, which will be delivered after 4 months. At the same time, the bread factory who uses that wheat can buy the bread forward in order to assist the production planning without the risk of the price fluctuation. They will also have planned after 4 months what could be the price of the bread, and they hedge to buy the wheat, and on the other side the farmer will sell the wheat at predetermined rates. Now the speculation process. The speculators keep close watch on the demand and supply of the wheat in the market and believes that there will be rise in the price in commodity in future. Hence, in forward market they are entering and they are speculating. Would go long on forward, go long on forward, wait for the price to rise and then take a reversing transaction and making the profit. Sell it. Once it is increased, they sell it to other factory. Okay? From farmers, those who have booked, they will get that. But when the buyer see that price is very high and he booked at low rate with the farmer, then he will sell it to another company at higher price and intervening gap is his profit. That is speculation. Right? Now, future contracts. Future contract is an agreement between the two parties to buy or sell an assets at a specified time in the future for a specific price through an exchange. Simple. The term of agreement, such as quantity of that asset, quality of the asset, delivery date of and a period, and deliverable locations are specified in the exchange. So, the pricing of the future contract depends upon the characteristic features of the underlying assets. It is generally done through the cash and carry model for future pricing. Buyers of the future contracts are considered to have a long position, whereas sellers are considered to have a short position. So there is no counterparty risk, as all the trades are guaranteed by the clearing corporation, CCIL, for the purpose of settlement. So there will be no counterparty risk. Margin of 5% to 15% of the contract value is taken from both the parties and monitored on the daily basis by the exchange to mitigate the risk. As the contract approaches to expiry, the spot price and the future price would converge. That is, the future price minus spot price would become zero. Convergence, putting together. Right? The basic feature of the future contracts consist of standardized specification. Standardized specification means what? Quantity, quality, date and month of delivery, and the unit price, and location of the settlement. These important things must be there, and that is standard. Okay. Exchange clearing house gives a guarantee of the performance of the contract to each party. So, exchanges are intermediary. And the settlement of the price is used to compute the profit or loss on each contract for that day, as each contract is marked to market, M to M, marked to market. Daily settlement margin or daily settlement margin requirement to act as a collateral security and minimize the risk of the failure of either party. Additional margin will be called for, which is expressed in currency unit, with a minimum price movement called as a risk size and rounded to nearest tick. Settled in cash by having a short or long position, and these contracts, future contracts, are executed on expiry date. Counterparty with a long position, that is buyer in future contract, obliged to make the delivery to the exchange, and exchange is obliged to make a delivery to the long. So the future contracts regulated through the exchanges consist of payoff buyer of the future, the potential profit or loss at expiry. When expressed graphically, it is known as a payoff. Payoff means potential profit or loss at the expiry in relation to the contract booked is shown, is called as a payoff, and the profit and losses for the short future position will be exactly opposite of the long future options. Applications of futures, where this applies. Hedgers, future contracts applies to the hedgers, that is, who are hedgers? Hedgers are bank, financial institution, etc. They use the future contract to hedge or to reduce their exposure to the market variables such as interest rate, share value, bond prices, currency exchange rates, and commodity prices. The speculators use the future contract to create a speculative position by buying the physical commodity. The traders prefer to go long future contract on that particular underlying assets. Both happens in scenario where both the speculators and traders feel that increasing demand or scarce production is likely to boost the price of the commodity. Therefore, a future contract is used by arbitrager to exploit mispricing, wrong pricing of the commodities in the market. And arbitrage occurs when a trader purchases an asset cheaply in one location or one exchange and simultaneously arrange to sell it another location in another exchange at higher price to book a profit. That is arbitration. Now, the difference between the forward and future contract, depending upon their characteristic features like nature, forward contract is traded on OTC and future contract is traded on exchanges. Contracted terms are customized in forward contract, and future it is standardized. Okay. Customized means depending upon both parties' requirement, and standardized means maintaining the standard. For the buyer and seller, standard will remain the same. Liquidity for forward contract, it is less liquid, but for future contract, it is more liquid. Margin payment In case of forward contract, it is not required. But in future contract, it is very much required. And settlement, at the end of the period, in forward contract, settlement happens. Whereas in future contracts also, that follows a daily settlement happens. Squaring off, in case of forward contract, same counterparty with whom it was entered into, it can be squared off. In future contract, any member of the exchange can square off the contract. And counterparty risk always exists in the forward contract. And in future contract, this counterparty risk does not exist because it is guaranteed by the exchange. Now, once you see the derivatives, now look at options. This is another derivative. Option is another derivative. Option contract is an agreement. Option contract is an agreement. Forward, we have seen. Now it is option. Now option contract is an agreement between the two parties whereby one party obtains the right but not the obligation. Obtains the right but not the obligation to buy or sell a particular assets at a specified price on or before the specified date. Okay. The person who acquires the right is known as an option buyer. Person who acquires that right to buy is called an option buyer or option holder. And the person who confers the right is known as an option seller or option writer. The seller of the option for giving such option to the buyer changes an amount which is known as option premium. The charges the amount which is called as option premium. Now, how to write the option? Option buyer. Okay. Now, writing option by the option seller. The seller of an option is known as the writer of the option. Seller of an option is called writer of the option. Now, he is holding the share. He is holding the commodity. And he is selling it. He has an option to sell, right? But not an obligation. So he writes an option with a short position, that is immediate delivery basis. The profit at expiry of a short option is exactly opposite of a long position. Therefore, profit of the buyer is a loss of the seller. Profit of the buyer is a loss of a seller and profit of the seller is a loss of buyer. The buyer of the call option has a loss potential because he may deliver or not. Seller may deliver or not. The buyer of the call option has a loss potential that is limited to the premium paid but an unlimited to the potential price. The writer of the call, who is a seller, the writer of the call has maximum profit equal to the premium which he has received, but the loss potential is unlimited. The options are traded both at the exchanges and OTC counter, and the largest exchange in the world for trading the stock option is Chicago Board Option Exchange. Options are can be calculated or options can be classified in two main types. There are two types of options. One is a call option, second one is a put option. Then in call option, Call option gives and a holder the right but not an obligation, right to buy the underlying assets by certain date for certain price. Right to buy, he writes the option, no? The call option gives a holder a right to buy the underlying assets by certain date for certain price. And put option gives the holder the right to sell the underlying assets by a certain date for certain price. Hope you understood the difference between call option and put option. Call, buy, put, sell. Right? The price in the contract is known as exercise price or strike price. Date in the contract is known as expiration date or maturity. Assets or security instrument for the commodity covered under the contract is called as underlying assets. Buyers are referred as having a long position. Sellers are referred to be having as a short position. In India, banks are allowed to write the cross currency options too. Now the seller of the option is under obligation. Seller of the option is under obligation. The seller of the option, that is option writer, is under obligation and not the buyer of the option. Okay? Once he entered into contract, he has to sell. It is his obligation to sell. But there is no obligation that it has to be bought or purchased by the buyer. In call option, the buyer of the option has a right to buy the underlying. He has a right to buy the underlying. And in put option, buyer of the option has a right to sell. Buyer of the option has a right to sell the underlying. Exactly opposite to each other, call option and put option. Right? Now,